way that you are.
I have no idea. I'm so tired.
Yeah.
I hope it's not. I hope we do okay recording today.
We'll be fine. I mean, I'm.
The past 2 days, I'm just like, I'm so burnt out. I'm excited for my days off.
Yeah. This week was super busy for us because Sienna's had track.
Yeah.
Grandpa was up. Work is stupid. And like, summer hours started, but I feel like I still don't have time to do anything. Like, I'm getting out of work an hour earlier than what I normally get out. And I come home and I'm like, I need to do all this shit.
See, it's getting busy at the hotel. So our summer hours are apparently 10-hour shifts, which I didn't know.
They didn't make that aware.
Oh, long, like if someone says a long day cleaning, I'm thinking like an 8-hour day.
Because cleaning in itself is fucking hard.
Exactly.
It's a hard job regardless. So if you are cleaning for 10 hours a day, no. Well, I told you when I worked at the Holiday Inn, right? For the week that I worked there.
I don't know. I can't remember. Are those fake nails?
No, they're real. Look at how pretty they are.
That's a pretty nail polish.
I know. It's a light blue with sparkles.
Did I ever show you the sparkle trick to make the sparkles thicker?
No.
You take the like clear nail polish that has sparkles in it.
Yeah.
And you paint it on a makeup sponge. And then you sponge it on your nails and you get like almost solid glitter then.
Oh my gosh. I love glitter. I'm a child, essentially.
That's okay. Glitter's cool.
But yeah, when I worked at the Holiday Inn, it was one of those things where everybody had to be done with their work before anybody could go home.
See, where I work, the manager has to stay there till everyone leaves. But the and then it's kind of like hit or miss depending on who's working, if everyone is going to stay and work together and get everything done, or if people are just going to like peace out whenever they're done with their work.
Yeah. I prefer the peace out method. Because why should I be responsible for
somebody? Unless you have a lot of work to do.
Right. Yes.
Like, what if all your rooms are trashed? Do you feel like you should deserve no help and be there for 2 extra hours?
But, like, there were people that, and we all got the same amount of rooms.
Yeah.
But there were people that would just, like, dilly-dally all day long to, like, make the day go longer to get more money.
Oh, yeah, I don't like that at all.
And I'm like, it is not worth it.
I felt bad today because the manager was waiting on me.
Oh,
like, she can't leave until I can, so she's, like, done with all of her stuff. And my last couple of rooms were bad, so it took me longer.
I've never left a hotel room completely trashed before.
People do.
Why? Because it's not my room.
I don't know. Maybe they're just naturally messy people or something, too. I don't know.
Yeah, anytime Mike and I have stayed anywhere, anytime I've stayed anywhere, we've always, like, put the trash by the trash bin if it did not fit.
Yeah.
All of the towels are, like, in the corner.
Mm-hmm. You know what I did find out?
What?
That I'm going to do from now on? If you throw your towels in the bathtub or shower, your dirty towels, it soaks up any water in there. So then the housekeeper doesn't have to wipe up the water.
I'm going to start doing that.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that until I started working there. Because we didn't have that really at the park because we'd like, or at the campground. Because we just wipe out the showers anyway, and they were shower stalls. They weren't, like, tubs.
Do you, like, clean the showers?
No.
No, but I mean, like, because when I worked at the Holiday Inn, and I'm not saying what city it was, but, like, we would kind of spray down the showers, but we would essentially just run the water in the showers and, like, wash everything down and then wipe it down with a towel.
No, we have, like, peroxide spray, like, disinfectant. But they're the glass. There's only some of the rooms have, like, a tub and shower curtain and all that. Most of them are, like, walk-in, like, glass showers. So everything gets sprayed with, like, a peroxide disinfectant stuff, and then everything gets wiped down.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We
should probably get going because we have things to do tonight.
I know. I'm wearing my contacts, so it's going to be hard reading because...
Oh, no.
Well, I wanted to go running after this.
I took my contacts out because they were getting funky on the bottom.
Like
my eyes started itching. on the bottom because I've wore them all day and I haven't worn them in a few days.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it. Mm-hmm. This is we're having a very interesting conversation.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
Hello, everyone. My name's Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to deep dive into the Netflix. Man, I had
Netflix.
I had it all in my head.
You were doing really good up until then. Good. And then you fucked up. We should just quit.
Netflix original, Choose or Die. It was directed by Toby Meekins.
Oh, I should say also known as Cursor.
Yes.
What? Nothing. Cursor's a better name than Choose or Die. Yes. In my opinion. Anyway.
I agree. It's an hour and 24 minutes. Like I said, Netflix original. So most people are... I always assume that.
We just had this conversation. I just listened to a podcast where we talked about this.
Where what?
Netflix. You're like... Everyone has Netflix.
Not everybody has Netflix, especially now that it's more expensive.
We're repeating our podcast that we just...
It is written by Simon Allen, Toby Meekins, and Matthew James Wilkinson. We'll dive into the cast. And the cast is actually pretty good. Like, there are a few people that... Anyway, I think it's Iola Evans as Kayla. She was in The 100 and Carnival Row, which I really wanted to watch Carnival Row.
What's that about? Do you know?
It's...
Carnivals in a row?
No. Early 1900s, but with like fairies and stuff. And the fairies are like life size and they're being ostracized out of society. It's like steampunk type... You'll have to watch it.
All I could think was like the school for particular children.
Kind of like that.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Peculiar.
What did I say? Particular. Particular children. Peculiar children. Thank you, Mike.
And then Asa Butterfield, I think is his name.
Asa.
Mm-hmm. He's Isaac in this. He's in Sex Education, Ender's Game, and Miss Peregrine.
Oh, wow. That was weird that just happened. Anyway.
Yep. Angela Griffin stars as Kayla's mom, or Thea. She's in White Lines and Brief Encounters. Ryan Gage plays Lance, the douchebag. He was in the Hobbit trilogy.
As who? Do you know?
He was the Lake Town, not mayor, but he had the unibrow and looked like skeezy as hell.
All right.
Yeah. When you see a picture of him, you'll know who he was. Eddie Marson as Hal. He was in Gangs of New York and The World's End. Mm-hmm. Kate Fleetwood plays Hal's wife, Laura. She was in Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows and the Wheel of Time series on Amazon Prime.
Wheel of Time is a series?
Yeah, and I hear it's terrible. Some people say it's terrible. Other people are like, nah, it's okay.
Well, that was a book series, right? Mm-hmm. One of the girls in running group, did you meet Nikki or no? Have you met Nikki yet?
No.
She, every time books come up, she like talks about that series and how everyone has to read it.
Loves it. Our friend Jason can talk hours about it. It's like his favorite book series.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. That's it. Oh, well, Robert Englund is in this too as video game voice.
I'm not even, we'll talk about it later. it was weird because it's like a combination of 20 different movies, and I don't know if that makes it original or not original.
I think not original.
Because it was sort of like Jumanji to me.
Yeah. Jumanji or Stay Alive.
Jumanji plus Stay Alive.
Yeah.
There was good and bad about it.
Yes.
I listened to reviews, which I normally don't do.
You did. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I listened to some reviews because I watched it, and then yesterday I was so crazy busy and I didn't have time to like read a lot about it.
There wasn't like a ton.
Well, it came out in April.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, it came out
in 2022.
There's not a lot of stuff out there about it. So I just had to listen to like online reviews. Mm-hmm. So I could do that at work, you know, listen to YouTube videos. Everyone hated it like so bad.
Yeah. I watched, gamers review it.
I did too.
Did you watch? Was it like a play-by-play? Like, were you watching? Yep.
I watched that one, and then I watched this chick just, like, rip into it.
Hilarious.
Like, so bad.
Hilarious.
but, yeah, there's... They also... A lot of people have compared it to Squid Game, but only, like, one-player Squid Game.
Oh. Icky. But I could see it.
You watched Squid Game, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. So Gosh. Good. Traumatizing, but good.
Traumatizing. You were right that first night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, it's as soon as they find out
that you get more money.
You get more money when people die. That's when it, like, goes bananas.
Goes quite dark.
All right. The intro to this. the whole idea is it's a video game. Choose or die.
Yeah.
But you have to choose between two really terrible things.
Yes.
There's no...
The game itself is called Cursor.
Yeah. The game itself is called Cursor. So the intro to the film, there's a real nice fancy house kind of out in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. The mom and son are fighting so bad, and the son is just like a total dick. Like late teens.
He's like emo. He's total emo.
He's not emo.
He's not? That's kind of what I got. Slouchy hat, eyeliner.
No, don't. No.
Don't talk shit about emo.
Yeah, don't talk shit about emo, okay? Everyone has their phase except you, apparently. Nah. You never had an emo phase, did you?
I don't think so. Like, I liked like AFI and Hollywood Undead and stuff like that, but I just didn't.
We'll get more because this will go into my emo phase.
Ooh.
Anyway. They're, like, bitching at each other. Dad is living in the 80s, and he does. He has this little den with, like...
A Nightmare on Elm Street
Nightmare
poster.
On Elm Street poster. Mm-hmm. All of his, like, retro stuff in there. His record player. Yeah. His whatever. But he's, like, in his little den. Well, he just starts playing this random game. And the game knows what he's doing. What?
I had a burp.
Oh, I thought you were looking around me. I thought no. You're looking over my shoulder.
No.
As he's playing this game, and it's like super duper old, the computer graphics on the screen, like original.
It's like pixelated.
Yeah, original games. Just the green.
Yeah.
Green pixelated. The game knows what he's doing. So it's like lights on, lights off. And he like types lights off. Well, then the lights go out. And then it like... talks about him getting another drink and like another drink shows up. So it's like really creepy and he's just like blown away by it.
Yeah.
Like,
it's great, right?
Well, it starts. Yeah. It's like, oh, this is fun. Mm-hmm. Interesting. I also wanted to say that it's Gary Numan, the main song that's in it like twice.
Oh.
Yeah. Two Boy Army. And that is my emo music. Yeah, my like synth rock stage where I was like, well, Marilyn Manson did a cover of one of his songs, and that was when I liked Marilyn Manson. So then I fell into this like Two Boy Army, Gary Numan, Devo.
Oh,
like it just
Devo.
Led to like all of this. And the album Replicas, I highly recommend as like funky and kind of dark rock.
Devo?
No.
Oh, okay.
Two Boy Army.
Okay.
Replicas.
See, I don't know any of these bands. I know Devo because Mom and Dad had albums.
They also had these albums.
Oh.
So anyway.
Yeah.
That music is playing and that's like what is skipping out on his record player. Mm-hmm. And then it has like you can hear the sun and mom both like bitching back and forth, like kind of to the music. Well, it comes up his tongue or her ears. Choose or die. he doesn't pick anything. It just says choose or die. And then he gets like this super loud like ringing in his ears and like grabs his head. So he obviously picks something. So he opens the door and the mom is standing there and the son, blood coming out of his mouth, and she's got like a kitchen knife and she's like, I don't know what I just did.
Yeah.
Like.
Yes.
Traumatizing opening scene.
Very traumatizing.
It's, yeah.
And then it's just like, well, make copies or continue playing.
Is that what comes up? Mm-hmm. I didn't see that because I was like grossed out.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So he made a ton of copies.
Well, you don't find that out until the end.
You don't find that out until the end, but.
And I thought there was two rounds because what happened to the mom's face and the boy's eye?
You don't know. So here's the thing.
We're getting way ahead. We're getting way ahead. Do you want to like just keep? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So then it skips to 3 months later. There's a kid. She's leaving work. She lives in the city. Her name's Kayla. She goes over to hang out with her friend Isaac, and they're both like into gaming code.
Yeah.
And like restoring like retro gaming equipment, mm-hmm. retro computers, and then like flipping them to collectors.
Yeah.
I think Isaac's real cute in the scene because he's like, she comes over and she's just like barging in his house and he's trying to like pick up and like, you can tell, you can immediately tell that he has a crush on her.
Yes.
She also finds artwork for a game that he's making and the superhero character is her.
It's adorable.
It is really cute. He's got stacks of like vintagey retro equipment that he buys from like
garage sales,
mm-hmm. clearance, whatever, anywhere he can get it. And then he fixes it up to sell it. Well, they find this game that's a cassette back when like tape cassettes, you could use them in your computer.
I didn't even know this was a thing.
Yeah.
But I'm a baby.
It was before me too. Yeah. Like I don't remember that either. Vaguely, but I was little. At the time, too, whoever beat, like, the boss level of the game for the first time or whatever, for the first however many times, you could win a prize.
Yeah.
So they called the number on the back of, like, the cassette. It's not a cassette case. It's, like, a big cardboard mm-hmm. box thing. They find the number on the back, call, and realize that the prize hasn't been claimed. And it's $125,000.
Yeah. And it's Freddy Krueger.
Yes. And it's Freddy Krueger. And I thought it was cute, too, because Isaac is all, like, pumped, like, about who it is. Like, oh, my God, it's Robert Englund. And Kayla was like, who?
Yeah.
That's disappointing.
It's very disappointing.
Do better.
Do better, Isaac. And you should have, because shit show.
Anyway. She doesn't know who he is. Kayla, when she gets home, she has an eviction notice. Now, this kind of ties everything in for a sequel because the eviction notice is from a company called Kismet, and that's the company that she works for, mm-hmm. which comes into play at the end.
Yes.
That's Kayla's mom is fucked up on crack. It doesn't get into it too much at the time, but she's got one of those stuffed animals that you can like record a voice in.
Yeah.
And it's a little boy's voice. And she's just sitting in this chair, super depressed, like playing.
Strung out,
playing mm-hmm. this like little teddy bear thing back over and over again.
It's just heartbreaking.
It's so sad. And I think at that point they do. She says that she gets her medicine from Lance. The only thing that helps I get from Lance. And Lance is like a drug dealer. Also.
Pimp.
Pimp. Also mm-hmm. kind of like. He's kind of like a. Like property management.
Yeah.
Like I think he manages the building that they live mm-hmm. in. So it's just like in combination. Like he's a piece of trash.
Yeah.
I forgot. Oh. So that's when you know you get the idea after that because Kayla goes to your room and like starts soldering and like working on mm-hmm. a computer. So then it's not just like her friend that's into it. Like you realize that she's into it too.
Yeah.
She gets out of work. She tells Isaac, like, we'll play the game, like, tonight at 2. Mm-hmm. So she gets out of work, goes to meet him. Or no, 1:30 something. She sits there for a half hour.
Yeah.
He doesn't show up. She's calling him, and he's just, like, zoned out in a game. Mm-hmm. She decides to play the game.
Yes. Yep. Burst.
So she starts it up on her computer at this little diner. The menu changes. I don't know if you noticed that. Mm-hmm. Like, the menu, the waitress is like, okay, you got to order something if you're sitting here.
Yeah.
So as she's playing the game, it's like cake or coffee. And she looks over at the menu and there's like cake or coffee as options. And she's like, what the fuck? Like, yeah. How did you do that? So then she picks one and she like types it in. And then the waitress is immediately there pouring the coffee.
Yep. Yes, she is. I was thinking about this today at work. I never would have played this game.
Really?
Yes, because, I mean, for a couple of reasons. One, if it sounds too good to be true, it is. So I just would have been like, okay, whatever. Two, I hate pixelated video games.
Why?
I just don't like them. I don't like them.
What about like Mario?
Nope.
No Mario?
No Mario. I like...
Super Mario.
Like Sega with like the Little Mermaid and like the Disney games and stuff. I like that, but it's because I've played them. I'm not going to go back and play Mario, like the original Mario, just because I didn't play those growing up.
Oh.
Like, there's no like nostalgia for me. Mike, on the other hand, would have grabbed that game and been like, hell yeah, let's fucking...
Well, this is like even before just like pixelated Mario.
But like games like that, like even Oregon Trail.
I was going to say, what about Oregon Trail?
If I knew it was Oregon Trail.
Oregon Trail is definitely choose or die.
Yes. But like, I'm not literally going to die of dysentery.
No. I mean, I hope not.
Right. But if I'm playing a video game, I want to feel the wind on my face. Like, I want the graphics to be like real life graphics. That's why I like Assassin's Creed, because they do an insane job at creating this whole world where everything is super detailed.
Okay.
I like that.
Fair enough. You're wrong, but whatever.
That's fine. And Mike would totally agree with you. I just don't like...
You like realistic games.
Yes. GoldenEye. I would play GoldenEye because...
GoldenEye is also pixelated.
I grew up playing GoldenEye, though. I wouldn't go out of my way to find a game I'd never played before and play it.
Well, these kids are, like, into this, though.
Yes.
They restore... retro computers and gaming equipment. Yeah. So, of course, they're going to want to play any game that they come across.
Nightmare.
Anyway. She sees the menu change. It freaks her out. She shuts the laptop. She sees her brother. She's, like, all of a sudden in, like, hell or the afterlife or something and opens her laptop again.
Yes.
The next... So the waitress is, like, glitching out, and she's breaking glasses.
Yeah, because the game asks...
Take a break or clean up is what... I can't remember what they asked before. Oh, do you want to continue playing?
Or take a break.
Take a break. So she says take a break. Well, then the waitress, like, loses it and starts breaking glasses.
Yes.
And then the next question, take a break or clean up? And she picks clean up. Or continue breaking them or whatever.
Or clean up.
So the waitress, instead of like going to get a broom and sweeping up the broken glass like you would expect, she gets down on her knees and starts eating the chunks of glass.
And she's sobbing too.
And she's crying. Like she has no control over herself.
Oh my God. I couldn't watch this part.
I couldn't either. I muted it and then I put my I put my notebook up over my face so I could just see through the little holes. So I could just see. And that scene was really long.
It was long. It was a long amount of time of her eating glass.
Yeah. And Kayla runs over and tries to like get her to stop and she won't stop.
Waitress dies.
Yeah.
She dies. Womp womp.
Horrible death. And also, when Kayla runs over, the manager also, like, glitches and jumps in front of her and tries to stop her.
Yeah.
Which was also really creepy. Mm-hmm. But it reminded me a little of The Matrix when, like, the people would be taken over and just whatever.
It's funny you would say that because the person that did the music for this also helped with The Matrix.
In a sense.
Liam Hewlett.
Yeah, he's in the band Prodigy.
Yes.
Prodigy was on the Matrix soundtrack where Liam was the composer of this soundtrack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Roundabout way, but yeah.
When that happened, it's a little Matrixy. Mm-hmm. She wakes up at home and, you know, it skips ahead. The police got called, blah, blah, blah. She wakes up at home, immediately destroys the tape. The police are there. She gets in a conversation with her mom, and her mom says something about, like, wanting to die.
Yeah.
Like, she says, if you keep doing that shit, you're going to die. And the mom's just kind of like,
maybe I want to. Like,
When she leaves, when Kayla leaves, Lance is outside, kind of waiting for Kayla to leave.
Yeah.
Annoying. Like, they have, like, a little back and forth, and Lance is just a dirtbag. Kayla goes over to Isaac's and is pissed at him, like, because she played the game by herself and the game was super fucked up. And he didn't really believe her.
No, not at all.
She said the stuff happened, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yeah, whatever. That would be really frustrating. They don't know where the tape is from, but he said he'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. While Kayla's at work, her mom calls and says that there's rats in the apartment. And Kayla thinks that she's just, like, tweaked out and says something like, okay, I'll set more traps when I get home. Mm-hmm. Because her mom had been talking about, like, hearing rats in the walls and rats getting into the food earlier on. And Kayla's like, you're fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't say that, but she kind of rolls her eyes and she's like, okay, mom, I'll, like, figure it out when I get back. Well, this is now 2 a.m. Or 1:30 or whenever. Mm-hmm. Because it starts up the same time every day.
Yes.
Because she made it through level one. Now this is level two. Kayla, the screen comes on. There's one screen in this whole office building. Like one big TV.
I think it like... I'm going to grab my robe. But
Well, you think it like what as you get up and walk away? Well, I'll just keep talking then.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Are you really cold?
I'm cold.
Oh, it's warm. Anyway.
But I thought that the computer just, like, appeared.
Did it?
I thought so, but maybe... I don't know. Maybe that anyway, was just me thinking.
All of a sudden, there's a screen, and she can see, once again, like, green pixelated, the layout of her apartment.
It's like, wild.
Top view. Mm-hmm. And her mom as a little character in it. And then rats.
A big giant rat.
And she's got to try to talk her mom through these rooms without the rat getting to her. That was pretty creepy.
Yes. I did not like that.
Because, so the rat's chases her. She gets to a point where she's locked in the bedroom. You think that she's going to be okay. Then Kayla has to make another choice. It's like something in chew. She picks chew, and the rat starts chewing through the door.
Yes.
And the whole time she's on her phone with her mom, and her mom's freaking the fuck out. Mm-hmm. So she tells her mom to jump go to the window.
Yep.
They're not on the first floor.
Nope.
So her mom jumps. When she hears that, it's like, okay, you made it through level two on the screen. She takes the whole screen and chucks it onto the floor.
Okay.
Right as her boss was coming in. Or her supervisor.
Yes.
So her supervisor sees it and is like, what the fuck, you're fired. So now, you know, she's evicted or getting evicted from her house.
Yeah.
She just got fired. Her mom is on drugs. Recently lost the brother, I'm assuming. Like, Kayla's life is not...
All of these things.
Kayla's life is not good right now.
No.
Her mom lives and her mom is in the hospital. When Kayla gets... when Kayla gets home, the apartment is just destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, things scratched into the walls. The mattresses are all flipped all over the place. There's broken lamps. Like...
It's a disaster.
Trashed.
Yeah.
So, Lance shows up, of course.
Of course he does.
And Lance offers her $20 to sleep with him. Yeah. And she's like, get the fuck out.
Yeah. No.
Like, absolutely not. And then he's like, I'm going to have to report this. I'm going to have to blah, blah, blah. The apartment's trashed. And so what's she going to do? Like, she's already getting evicted.
Yeah.
She goes to Isaac's. They're getting along again. He still, like, doesn't really believe the video game thing. So they start playing together. Yeah.
It's just awful.
It is so awful.
But apparently, even if you are not even relatively close to the room and you are related or know this person, like, who's playing the game, you could essentially be in...
It's to torture.
Yeah.
The player.
Ugh.
Is what it is. This was another thing that people complained about was... The first game, so to speak, was in real life people.
Yeah.
The second game came to her on, like, a screen.
Yeah.
As pixelated. And now this one is very, like, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yes.
This is, like, Dreamland.
Yes.
So people were complaining that there wasn't consistency.
There's not consistency.
Yeah. It's just kind of, like, whatever they think of. I also wanted to point out that at this point, because I was talking about the album Replicas, he has that album hanging on his wall that has the song from the soundtrack that is playing in the beginning and the end of the movie.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's a good catch.
Yeah. I thought it was, I don't know, just a weird thing.
Mm-hmm.
They start playing. He, at first, it's like nice to him too. Like, he can't believe it, that it's just like asking him.
Whoa.
Like, her loyal squire or whatever he is.
He's like,
oh. Has joined the game.
Yeah.
All of a sudden in his like dingy little apartment, there's a bright red door and a bright blue door. What?
Yeah. What door would you have chosen? Chosen.
Would I have chose?
Would you have chose? What door would you have chose? Red or blue?
I don't know. What would you have picked?
Blue. It's always blue.
Well, I mean, I wonder what Red had behind it, though.
Yes.
Because Isaac was like, well, let's do the red door. And he leans his head up against it to, like, listen. And what does it say?
I can't remember.
This is, like, die or something?
What?
You guys are way backwards.
Are we?
He said, never pick red.
Never pick red.
He went, listen to the blue door, and it said, death. So then they begrudgingly went through the red door.
Okay.
Are you?
Thank you.
Really?
I 100%. You watched it twice?
I've watched that scene multiple times.
Oh, okay. Oh, well,
they picked the red door. I would have gotten there. I just fucked up.
I think it's like a gamer thing, though, for blue.
Yeah.
Blue door. It's always blue.
Like the blue pill or the red pill?
Yep. Thanks, Mike. You're a lifesaver.
I would have read one more line and I would have gotten there. Yeah. Oh, this is exactly what I wrote. Two doors, red and blue. Pick red door. Listening on the blue door, die.
It's very detailed notes you have there.
Whatever. Better, I try.
Better than no notes.
I'm putting work into it, okay? More so than I used to.
Oh, yay.
Not really. I just write. And then I don't have to watch some of the gross parts because I'm busy writing.
Oh, that's nice.
So they go through the red door, Mike.
But I wonder what would have happened if they went through the blue one, though.
for some reason, I was thinking the blue door because of the pool scene.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Like, that made sense to me.
Yeah.
And whatever. Kayla sees her brother and, of course, goes, like, chasing after him through, like, a maze of halls.
Yeah.
Where the halls end.
It did remind me of Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah. Ugh. Very Nightmare on Elm Street. Where the chase ends is they go into the community pool where her brother died. And Isaac's like, where are we? Oh, we're in the room. You know, we're at the pool where my brother drowned. Brother. Yeah,
because she took him to the pool and just, like, he went in and, like, never came out. And that was...
and that was it.
That was it.
Yeah. She would take him to the pool because mom was working a lot. They get into that in a little bit, but... She sees him go down the ladder into the pool. She chases after him, and the whole pool is full of fog. It's not like an actual pool. Mm-hmm. So she goes into the fog. Well, then Isaac goes chasing after her.
As you do.
As I don't know if I would. Then they all kind of get lost in the fog.
Mm-hmm.
It comes down to Kayla has to... kill her brother to save Isaac, because mm-hmm. while she's there, she gets a text, and it's her options.
Yeah.
Save Isaac, save whatever her brother's name is.
Yeah.
And she saves Isaac, but in order to save him, she has to physically smother her little brother.
Yeah, that part is awful.
A little traumatizing.
Yes.
Then they randomly, she does save Isaac because they wake up in his apartment. And then mm-hmm. that's when she tells Isaac about how her brother died. That, you know, she took him to the pool. She wasn't watching for 2 seconds and he drowned.
Yeah.
At that point, too, Isaac finds the origin of where the game was supposedly came from.
Yeah.
Like, he backtracked the phone number.
Yes.
Somehow. Some technology that I don't know. But he found out, like, the warehouse building. They drive upstate. I don't know how many hours it was. It was a ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was funny because when they start driving, it goes into, like, cheat mode.
It does.
Yeah.
Because they're cheating.
They are cheating.
Mm-hmm.
They break into the warehouse. They found where the game was made. Oh my God, Greg wrote in my notes.
What did he write?
I'm not reading that.
Okay, I'll read it.
Right down there. Second to last line at the end. Thanks. That's funny. That's what I get for not putting them away. They find out where the game is made. Do you want to explain that part? Because they watch a video.
They watch a video, and the game is essentially pieced together with curses.
Like an ancient curse.
Yes.
So it's on, like...
Mike is going to come out here again and explain it.
No. Nope.
Okay.
You're not?
Nope, you got it.
I do?
Yeah, we're fine.
I don't think I do. Mike is... I don't know. Mike, you're feisty today. Spicy Mike.
He's getting all geared up for his bike race this weekend.
Yeah. I don't know anything about computer programming, so this is going to sound really stupid. You should do it, Chelsea.
Yeah. Like, I know anything. It's essentially the guy that created it out of ancient curses and coded it into a game.
Yes. Ta-da! Because at one point, they notice, like, two sounds in the game, and they separate them, and they see one is this, like, funky-ass weird code. Yes. That's, like, not actual letters.
And he, like, tested it on a few test subjects, and it, like, goes into detail.
Well, no, like, Isaac and Kayla, they separate it and find out that the coding for the game is, like, totally crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So then... They find like a keyboard, and the keyboard is the keys are that
the symbols
are the weird curse symbols. Mm-hmm. So he tries it out, the original cursor. He like has this tape where he's basically confessing everything. That was weird. Where he's basically telling the whole story like villains do in films. Mm-hmm. And he's testing it on someone.
That's like, yeah.
Like, he does. He like explains the whole thing.
Every villain goes into extreme detail on like their entire plan.
Yeah. They find a video where he's just telling his whole story. The original cursor.
If you were a mastermind villain, would you videotape your entire like plan, or would you just keep it?
I feel like it's required.
It's required.
Like,
it's like the new Batman with the Riddler. The Riddler does it too, and I'm just like,
I haven't seen the new Batman. Is it good?
It's pretty good.
Well, this is, he does. He has like his test subjects, and they watch like 2 minutes of this video, and it tells them everything that they need to know. And like how essentially to like, yeah. Yeah. He films a guy, and the question in like choose or die is, he's super hungry, so eat the computer or eat his arm, and he eats his arm.
I mean, it's that or eat the computer.
I don't know. I don't think he actually thinks he's going to eat his own arm. But he starts chewing on it on, like, another screen while the guy's, like, talking about it.
Yeah.
At that point, they get busted by the cursor. And...
Oh, my God, Mike. What?
Big part.
Okay.
The suffering that the player is doing is healing and benefiting the person controlling it. He cut himself, and then while the other guy was eating his arm, he was healing magically.
Yes.
Thank you, Mike.
That's a big part of the
movie. That is a big part. Do you want to come in and just hang out with us?
Yeah, do you want to just... You can sit here. Watch
these movies. Well, and it was really funny because we were sitting down Sunday night, and we were just like flicking through Netflix, and Mike was just like, let's watch this movie. And I was like, I don't want to watch it. I just want to watch something relaxing, like Schitt's Creek or even Daredevil. Like,
yeah, not this.
So Mike, I think, was super into it, more so than he was into any other movie that we've done.
Yes.
Aside from The Gate, because he watched that.
So as the guy is chewing on his arm, the cursor on camera like cuts his arm, and as the guy's eating his arm, it's healing him.
Yes.
So his suffering that he's like dealing out is benefiting him.
Yeah. But is that like all it benefits though, is just like health?
I would imagine financially probably benefits, because the original cursor is like loaded.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
So I'm sure there's like, I don't know, I'm sure there's other things than like pain.
I would hope so. Because if it was just like, oh, I'm super healthy all the time because I'm making all of these people suffer, I would want like money.
Well, yeah.
Like assets.
So you'd be making people suffer by taking their money away, by like bankrupting people, and then you would be getting their money? I don't know.
Bankrupting big corporations.
Or you'd be...
I'd be the Robin Hood of...
You'd be like, how... Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Good for her.
At this point, they're busted. Isaac starts vomiting.
This was awful. I just felt so bad. Well, he gets like sucked into the game, like into like a screen. Kayla can't get to him. He's like digitalized, kind of.
Yeah.
Like an old video, and it's just spewing out tape.
Yeah.
It's awful.
And she has to like, the guy on the screen is like, fast forward or rewind, fast forward or rewind. So she does like do that a couple times where it like all pukes out, goes back in, pukes it out. And of course he dies from that.
Yeah.
Because it's like old like theater film ribbon, like I can't, it makes my throat, like it makes me gaggy feeling.
Yeah.
Well, he dies. I feel like he didn't have to die.
He totally didn't have to die.
I mean, that would have killed him. I get that part. Mm-hmm. I would have liked to have seen him live. And yes. maybe not have been part of, like, the last, like, final boss. But, like...
I wish he would have lived.
Me too.
Because I liked him.
Well, the last thing she has to do is beat...
Yeah, this is the fourth level.
Yeah.
It's the fourth level.
So she gets coordinates to go beat the guy.
Yes.
At that point, too, Kayla calls her mom to, like, check
boss
in.
Boss battle.
Lance answers and says...
Which, I have a lot to say about this.
Okay.
Somebody can't just show up to the hospital and be like, I'm taking... power of attorney and all of these things. Like, I'm just
that gonna... voice right now is ridiculous, by yeah. the way. And all of these things.
It's my douchebag voice. I'm gonna take all of these things. Your mom's gonna be with me now. Like, that doesn't come on.
Well, she was awake at the hospital.
Yeah.
And she doesn't have a problem with Lance.
She is very dependent on him.
So if he says, I'm going to take you back to my house. You can stay with me. I'm sure she'd be like, okay, fine.
Yeah, that's true.
He's not just wheeling in there while she's like in a coma and being like, I'm taking her home and all of her shit.
Yeah.
She doesn't have anything for one.
No.
Like, what's that's he stealing true. From her? What? Other than like super pissing Kayla off.
I'm going to be POA. Fuck you.
The coordinates take her to the house from the beginning.
Did you see this coming? Like,
no.
No, I didn't either.
Not at all.
So that was cool.
I thought he was like done with it.
Yes.
The beginning scene, I thought that was just like, whatever.
Not even close.
It's sort of, once again, Gary Newman is playing. And it's like Gary Newman cult. Because they're all like, they're praying to like what is on... Like, yes. They're saying their family prayer is, like, one of the songs at the dinner table. The boy looked creepy.
Would be fucked up. Like, the entire family would be totally fucked up.
Yeah. Well, she's got, like, something weird going on the side of her face.
Yeah.
And the boy is sitting at the table, and he's got, like, a magazine cut out of an eyeball over one of his eyes and magazine lips cut out over his mouth. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, she is so pretty.
She is super pretty.
She's very pretty.
But the boy's creepy. The wife is like fucked up. Well, then Kayla just walks in. He asks her to sit down at the dinner table. And he just goes, once again, villain, explaining
everything. And he's just like, you know, I thought when I made the copies of the games, the game would stop, but it didn't. It like kept going.
Yeah. What?
How awful. Like, you do all of these things hoping it would be done, and it's not done.
Well, he went through two levels and then made the copies. And then the copy, like, that was the deal, that it was over with. But he was still living this, like, weird, fucked up, like, controlling life. And then she shows up. So he yes. thought it was done.
Yeah.
Until she shows up. What?
Final boss, man.
Yeah. Yikes. So he explains that when he played the game, he, like, woke it up. And that he made duplicates to send out. Mm-hmm. Well, then, time for the last big battle. Him or you.
And she's just like all about it. She like shows him her phone and it's him or you. And he's just like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, then it comes down to whatever they do to themselves, which once again, was not expecting anything like this.
Nope.
Whatever they do to themselves happens to the other person.
Yes.
So this fight is really intense.
Yes.
And what they do to themselves doesn't actually hurt them.
No.
So, like, she takes a knife and, like, runs it down her arm and it cuts down his arm.
Yes.
And then a gun gets involved. And the mom is trying to shoot Kayla to kill her husband.
Because she's, like, fucking
she's
done.
Fucking done. And then the boy, even though he's all fucked up, is trying to get the gun to shoot his dad to kill Kayla, but he doesn't really know what's going on. So first he's like shooting at Kayla, and then dad's like, what the fuck? And like,
yeah, it's, what are you doing?
It's this big dramatic scene of them like beating the shit out of themselves.
Yeah.
Like she goes to get a knife and, or she goes to like get something, and he, the dad slams his head into the table and it knocks her down. Like,
it's just insane.
It is insane.
And then she goes to get this big statue because she's going to drown herself.
Yeah.
Essentially. And just be done.
Well, that's when, like, the mom and dad are, like, fighting it out over the gun. And, like...
Yeah.
So, Kayla's hurt pretty bad at this point. She's been shot a couple of times. Like...
Yeah.
She...
There's some damage.
She gets this big statue, like, lawn ornament thing. And at first, I thought she was going to impale herself on
it. That's what I thought, too.
I thought for sure she was just going to, like, stand up and, like, slam her stomach into it or something.
Yeah.
Because it is, like, kind of pointy on the top. But instead, she... What?
Wait. Shh. Michael, your friends are here. Shh.
Okay. Well, I gotta hurry. So, she... takes the statue and pulls it into the pool with her and sinks. At the same time,
we're so fucking professional.
I know, right? Just go away. Just give us 5 more minutes. He slits his throat. So she gets her throat slit. So then it's just like time.
But it's not like a deep cut.
No.
No.
But then it's like, who is she gonna bleed to death first?
This
or
is wild.
Drowned or what the fuck's happening? So the dad is standing up above the pool and he starts like coughing up water.
It was great. It was so good.
It was great. So he drowns, trying to like this super quick.
You're fine.
He drowns. Then you see her like hand twitch. So mom must have jumped in the pool and saved her.
Good job, mom.
Yes.
Good job, Laura.
The prize wasn't $125,000 because her phone blinks. Her phone gives her the, like, key to the code.
Yes.
So now she can write this code herself.
Ooh, and Laura, like, tends to Kayla's wounds and stuff.
Yes.
And Laura is just like, thank you so much. Like, now it's time for us to heal. Like,
she's like, good. I'm glad that.
Yeah. I'm glad.
We're out of this hot mess.
Yep.
What's that? Is that for me? Oh. Yurt money. So she now can write her own code, which is like, kind of like Neo in the Matrix. Like, now I can just do whatever I fucking want. And like, the world is mine kind of thing.
The game creator gets in contact with her and is just like,
yeah,
you've won. Who will suffer?
And he is working. You see him talking on his phone and he is in the Kismet building, which at another point when she's cleaning it with her boss, Kayla's like, do you ever wonder, like, why we're cleaning an empty building every night? And the woman's like, as long as they keep paying me, I'm going to keep cleaning it.
Yeah.
So that could be, like, a whole nother spinoff.
Who knows?
A whole nother... There's lots of, like, holes that they left open. But, yeah, he calls her, and she kills Stupid Lance. That's, like, one of her first...
Yeah.
Like, now that she has the code.
She is the Robin Hood of suffering now.
Yes.
She's just like, I'm going to make people who have made other people suffer, suffer, essentially. Like,
yeah. So she makes Lance, who's...
Oh, this was brutal.
The special effects, though, were kind of dumb.
They were so dumb. Yeah.
So she makes Lance in this apartment. The sink is full of upturned needles, which I thought was bizarre.
As the drug dealer's house is.
No.
It's not. It's not at all. No.
Well, he slams his face into a sink full of needles.
And I thought it was weird, too, because when the cops show up, one of the cops throw up. And I'm like, why?
Maybe he's new. And it looks pretty nasty. It he's got a bunch of needles stuck in his face.
Yeah.
And at that point, too, like, after all of this, once she kills Lance, she takes a bandage off of her face and, like, all of her wounds are healed.
Yep. She goes and sees her mom. Like,
yeah, her mom is doing better. Yep. Like, everything's great. So she's basically a superhero.
She's the superhero of suffering. Like Scarlet Witch. No, I'm just
kidding. I thought the cast was okay. I thought it was a good idea.
I thought it was a pretty good idea.
I didn't like how all the choices were in different formats. I thought that was kind of like weird.
It should have been consistent. I agree with you, I think, on most things about this.
And then one of the arguments, too, that I saw online was that both options were bad. Like, she had no way to have, like...
She had no good options.
There was no good options. However, that's sort of, like, a lot of... Like, that's, like, Hellraiser. Like, no... play this game. Oh, look, you unlocked all of this pain and suffering.
Yeah.
For everyone you know.
Pandora's box.
Yeah. So, I thought that was kind of a dumb argument. Like, the whole point was the suffering.
Yeah. There's not going to be a good option.
Yeah. One sucky thing or another sucky thing.
Yeah.
So.
I would recommend this to gamers.
Yeah.
Just to watch once. I don't think I would recommend it to everybody because a game like this, or a game, a movie like this, I don't think is for everyone. It was almost on the very, riding the thin line of the Saw movies.
No.
With like
Saw's worse.
Well, Saw is totally worse, but
it was a little tortury, but everything happened so quickly.
Yeah.
The only thing I thought was bad was like the family at the end where the boy was like gone.
The boy is fucked up for life.
Yeah.
Like there's no coming back from that.
And the mom was like, well, we'll figure it out. I thought that was like weird that she was living in that. I don't know. That was odd.
Would you recommend it?
Probably not.
Yeah.
It's just not, like, I think I'll probably watch it again just so Greg can watch it because he didn't get to the first time.
Yeah.
I thought we were recording. I watched it yesterday, right? Gee. I, like, worked.
It was wild.
And then,
this week's wild.
I know. I worked and then watched it and then thought we were going to record and then we didn't. And, yeah.
It was a lot of stuff. Well, because we're camping this weekend, too.
Yeah.
Camping. We're staying at a nice yurt.
We talked about this on the last one.
I know, but it's just going to be, it was just a lot of busyness.
A lot, yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't particularly like it. I thought there was, like I said, a good idea, but.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
Mm-hmm. And I obviously like the soundtrack.
Yes. I like doing ones every once in a while that are just like, meh. Because we tend to do ones that we've both seen before, and it's like, oh my god, this movie's so good, blah, 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 blah.
It's so good or so bad, or at least I've seen it before, so I kind of know, like, what's going on.
Yeah.
This one was meh.
I like mixing it up.
It's going good on Netflix, even though it's got bad reviews.
Yeah, that's
so,
right.
I guess I'm too tired right now to have an opinion on it.
Okay. Well, the next time we record...
The next time I'll have thought it through...
We'll do 5 minutes.
A little.
What did you really think? All right. Anyway, if you like what you hear and you want to know what we're going to be doing later on or whatever, follow us on Instagram. It's /your movie review, all one word, all lowercase. And we also have a Facebook page, /your movie review. So go like us, follow us, all of those fun things.
Yes. I hope everyone has a good night and has a good week.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.